The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 13th of May, 2008. It's the birthday of Arthur Sullivan, who was one half of the team of Gilbert and Sullivan. Born in London, 1842. Heavy drinker, smoker, and a composer for whom composing came very easily. Arthur Sullivan liked to sit and entertain his guests as he sat and worked on a piece of music. Established himself in 1862 with an orchestral suite for Shakespeare's The Tempest. It was performed at the Crystal Palace in London. Charles Dickens attended and complimented the composer after the show. The collaboration with W.S. Gilbert began in 1871. They wrote 14 very popular comic operas, Trial by Jury, The Mikado, The Pirates of Penzance. It's the birthday of the painter Georges Braque, born in Argenteuil-sur-Seine, France, in 1882, who painted scenes of villages in which the buildings were reduced to basic geometric shapes, and along with Pablo Picasso became a leader of Cubism, using simple shapes and colors such as gray and brown to show an object from multiple perspectives. Georges Braque, who said, "There is only one valuable thing in art, the thing you cannot explain." It's the birthday of the novelist Daphne du Maurier, born in London, 1907, came from a long line of actors and writers. Her first two big successes were books about her family, Gerald, a biography of her father, which came out in 1936, and The Du Mauriers in 1937, the story of the family tree. She said she wanted to find out why they wept and why they suffered and what strange memories enfolded these Du Mauriers of 60 and 100 years ago. Daphne du Maurier spent most of her adult life in the coastal town of Cornwall, known for its stormy, unpredictable weather. Her three most famous novels were all set in Cornwall: Jamaica Inn, Frenchman's Creek, and Rebecca. Rebecca narrated by a young woman who lives with a rich widower in a haunted house near the cliffs of Cornwall. A novel that was made into a play and an opera and a TV series. Alfred Hitchcock made it into a movie. There was a poll by the BBC in which British readers got to vote on their favorite books of all time, and Rebecca came out one of the nation's 20 favorite books. It's the birthday of the novelist Armistead Maupin, born in Washington, D.C., 1944, famous for his Tales of the City series, about a group of characters, gay and straight, who live in a boarding house in San Francisco. And it's the birthday of the novelist and travel writer Bruce Chatwin, born in Sheffield in Yorkshire, England, in 1940. His father took him on trips when Bruce Chatwin was a boy, became an archaeologist, went off to Africa and Afghanistan, began writing a column for the London Times, and then decided to go off to Patagonia to write his first book, which came out in 1977. It became an instant classic, and the popularity of the book helped to inspire a new generation of travel writers, authors such as Paul Theroux, Jonathan Rabin, Peter Matheson, and Bill Bryson. Here's a poem for today by Gerard Manley Hopkins, entitled Spring. Nothing is so beautiful as spring when weeds and wheel shoot long and lovely and lush. Thrushes' eggs look little low heavens, and thrush through the echoing timber does so rinse and ring the ear, it strikes like lightnings to hear him sing. The glassy pear tree leaves and blooms, they brush the descending blue. That blue is all in a rush with richness. The racing lambs, too, have fair their fling. What is all this juice and all this joy? A strain of the earth's sweet being in the beginning in Eden garden. Have, get, before it cloy, before it cloud, Christ, Lord, and sour with sinning, innocent mind and May Day, in girl and boy, most, O maid's child, thy choice, and worthy the winning. Spring by Gerard Manley Hopkins. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. Produced by Katrina Ciccala and our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.